It is 9:24. I'm Howard Feldman. This is a special broadcast as we cover the situation that's unfolding in Israel. As you no doubt know, the IDF has confirmed senior Iranian commanders have been eliminated in a strike, and there has been strikes on nuclear sites across Iran. Iran have launched a retaliation. We don't yet have many details about that. Joining us now is Dr. Mordechai Kedar. He's a former IDF intelligence officer. A very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us on such short notice. What do we know about Iran's retaliation?
What we know right now, there is a wave of drones which were launched a couple of hours ago from Iran towards Israel. And already now, the IDF is intercepting them above Jordan and above Syria.
Right.
So they are expected to reach the Israeli airspace within, 20 minutes, 25 minutes, more or less. This is what we are talking about, and this is what actually happens right now. We launched this assault on Iran, not only from Israel. And now Israel announced that there is a base of drones which the Mossad actually built in Iran. And these drones also took part in the assault of tonight.
Mm.
Means that Iran is penetrated heavily by Israel. And this is something which I think the announcement about this base of drones was meant to bring the Iranian regime to a feeling that they cannot trust each other, because they, you know, people knew about this, that was not secret, and imagine that such a thing did happen. It's really something, a blow to the belly.
Right.
Then we actually feel that now it's either now, it's either now or never.
Right.
Because if Iran succeeds to end the development of a nuclear weapon, the question of the annihilation of the state of Israel is only a matter of time.
Right.
And the government decided that to put an end to this.
Do we know yet, do we have any information about the success of the attacks on the actual facilities?
Well, the targets were, first of all, the Natanz uranium enrichment main facility. And I believe that this facility was severely hurt. Another target was people.
Right.
You know, the heads of the of the army and the air force, and at least three of the chief commanders of the Iranian army and the Revolutionary Guard were targeted successfully. Thank God.
Mm-hmm.
And the third kind of targets was the heavy missiles factories and facilities. Because these missiles also pose a big danger on Israel. So these were the, I think, as much as I understand, the three main kinds of targets which Israel took care of during the night. I believe that Israel also took care of the remnants of the air defense facilities in Iran. Air defense systems.
Right.
And if I'm right, Iran today, as it is now, Iran is totally exposed to anything which Israel would do to it.
So the fact is that Iran is very, very open in some ways, because the air defenses are down, the leadership, much of the leadership have been crippled, taken out. Does that make them potentially more dangerous? because that makes them more desperate?
No. First of all, unfortunately, Israel did not target the civil leadership, means Khamenei,
right.
And his gang. As much as I know, as much as I hear and see in the media, the personal targets were only military people. This is one thing.
Right.
If Israel succeeds, for example, to get rid of the leading figures in Iran, means the supreme leader and some of his aides, this will be a big blow to the Iranian state because of the mindset in Iran. They are based on leadership. Without leadership, the Shia usually are clueless about what to do. They are the centrality of the leadership in the life of the community is almost total. And I don't know why they didn't target Khamenei. What? Is he some kind of a righteous man? Why shouldn't he be also be included in targets? But
absolutely.
Who knows? I have no idea.
You see, that was their mistake, is they should have asked you.
Of course. Look. It's not funny. When we targeted Hassan Nasrallah in Lebanon, it really brought Hezbollah in Lebanon to the abyss. Because without leadership, they feel lonely. They feel isolated. They feel weak. And therefore, in my humble view, Khamenei should have been the first target to target.
Yeah, absolutely. We do need to leave it there. Thank you, as always. And thank you for making yourself so easily and readily available for this emergency broadcast or the special broadcast. This is Dr. Mordechai Kadar. He is the former IDF intelligence officer talking about what can be expected. We're going to take some music. It is 9:32 when we come back. Liron Sanders is in studio. He is the CEO of the CSO. What does this mean? What does this mean for our community? We'll be back just after this.